Greetings in the name of Jesus this morning. Our King shall come in glory. The power of his salvation shall never fail. And it's the power of his salvation that I want to talk about this morning and draw our attention to. Luke 19, verse 10 says, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Now in Luke chapter 19, Jesus was walking down the streets of Jericho, and he couldn't have gotten much further down than that. Jericho sits about 850 feet below sea level. And in this low down town, he encountered an even lower down man. Zacchaeus was a rather gnarly fellow. He wasn't the kind of guy you'd invite to your birthday party. To the people around him, Zacchaeus was a traitor and a thief and a cheat, and everybody knew it. It wasn't hard to look down on a guy like Zacchaeus. But this day, you had to look up to see him. He was perched neatly up in the tree, waiting to just watch Jesus pass by. But then something unexpected happened. Jesus stopped right under the tree where Zacchaeus was sitting, and he looked up at him, and he said, in essence, "No, I'm not inviting you to my birthday party. I'm inviting me to your birthday party." And so they went off hand in hand. We don't know if they were hand in hand, but Zacchaeus was giddy with joy. And they get to his house, and we don't know what all transpired there, but suddenly an amazing transformation happens. And Zacchaeus jumps up and declares, "I'm going to make it all right. I'm going to pay back more than I've stolen." And Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this house." And we look at Zacchaeus as a prime example of what we call a dramatic conversion story. He was a really bad guy, and he encountered Jesus, and he was transformed. Several weeks ago, in his message on Romans 5, Julian said, "We all like dramatic testimonies of people coming to Jesus out of difficult and hard circumstances. And sometimes those of us who've grown up in church and have been taught about God can look a little wistfully at that and say, well, if only I had a dramatic story of God changing me, then I could really witness for Jesus. I could really bring him glory." But Julian reminded us that the ability of Jesus to change lives is a miracle every time it happens. And it does happen. And I think, well, again, the story of Zacchaeus ends with Jesus making an announcement about his ministry and his mission. He says, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That's Zacchaeus, and that's you and me. We were lost, and we needed Jesus to save us. And I think we do well to remember that and to share how Jesus has transformed us, how he has saved us. I think it's a critical part of keeping us humble and recognizing that we haven't saved ourselves. It was the power of God in us. And it also brings glory to Jesus when we point to what he has done in making beauty out of ugliness. So after Julian's message, I shared that I could identify with that wistfulness about having a dramatic conversion, but that as I grow, I become more and more aware of my own sinfulness and of what God has changed in me. But I also realized after sharing that it's easy to give a fairly vague and general testimony. But I think God receives glory when we're specific in sharing how he has changed us. Not necessarily explicit, but specific about things that he has changed. So this morning, I would like to share about one area in which God has been bringing transformation in my life. I could fill the whole morning and more telling you things that needed and do need change, but I'll share one area, and then I hope to have time to give you some opportunity to share in the line of, "I was a sinner, but God brought beauty out of my ugliness," so that we can give glory to God. And I'll just mention here, we won't be having a typical share time after Sunday school. We have some other things planned, So if you would like to give a testimony, hopefully there will be a few minutes here for you to do that. My testimony this morning is actually humblingly similar to Zacchaeus's. I'd actually prefer not to be classed with gnarly guys like Zacchaeus. I'd prefer to not attach labels like thief or cheat to myself. But the truth of the matter is that I was a sinner, and I had a very selfish, grabby heart that was not at all unlike Zacchaeus's heart. I was trying to get whatever I could. For years, I lived with a stinginess of heart that I believe was born out of a poverty mentality, a mindset that says there's a finite amount of resources and I need to grab to get my share, even if that means you don't get your share. This mentality led me to be tight with my resources and my transactions. I was often nervous about being taken advantage of. I didn't mind if the dice rolled in my favor, but I was pretty jumpy about ending up on the bottom. Some of you may be able to think of interactions with me that were flavored by this mentality. If you do, please talk to me afterward. I'd love to make it right. I didn't outright steal things. At least, I didn't admit that that's what it was. But I wasn't beyond presuming on the generosity of others around me. And it's shameful to admit, but helping myself to the use of their things, sometimes without permission, on the assumption that permission would be granted if I had asked. If I borrowed a vehicle or if we carpooled to an out-of-state wedding, I'd pay my share, but I internally was counting the cost and hoping to get by with as little as possible. I certainly wasn't offering extra for wear and tear on the vehicle. I took pride in seeing how cheaply I could live, and that didn't leave a lot of margin for others. Living under that pressure was actually rather miserable. The strain of constantly counting the cost was wearing on me, traveling in other countries where there was the constant threat of being taken advantage of, kept me on edge and hindered me from really interacting freely and generously with the people I met. But I praise Jesus that he didn't leave me there. Slowly and patiently, he started peeling back the scales and showing me the ugliness in my own heart. And he started reshaping and transforming it, started prying my fingers off of the things that they were clutching at so tenaciously, and started giving me sips of the joy of living freely and trusting him. Started showing me the joy of sharing freely with others and not counting the cost. And started growing in me the realization that it really doesn't matter how big of a pile I can make down here. What really counts is how big of a pile I can send ahead. So I am grateful this morning to give glory to Jesus for the transformation that he's bringing in my heart in freeing me from that clutchiness, from that stinginess. And he's still at work. He still keeps showing me ways that I need to release and let go and live generously. But I give him glory for not leaving me there and for bringing healing to that. That's my testimony this morning, and I would love to hear from you. Who would like to share, give glory to God for a way that Lil has her hand up? Can you get her the mic?